in Parshas Pinchas, we have the korbanos, the tamid and the musaf of a shchodesh, and the other musafim. So it would have seemed that the proper place to put the korbanos would have been not here in Sefer Bamid in Parshas Pinchas, but in Sefer Vayikra in Toras Konim. So I wanted to explain why. And also, there's a Rashi. Rashi says, on the pasuk Savas b'nei Yisrael v'amata lehem es korbani lachmi lishai. So Rashi says, Ma amol amala yifkod Hashem amalo kodesh bocho ad shata metzaveni al bonai tzaveis bonai alai. Moshe lebas melech shehaisa nifteres v'na olam v'haisa mafkedes Mefgedes Labaila al Baneha. So Rashi is quoting a Sifri. Rashi says, why it says here in this parasha, it says, Yifka Hashem Elokei Avuchos, that Moshe Rabbeinu, knowing that he's going to leave the world, says that he should appoint somebody to lead the people, namely Yehoshua. So Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rashi says, responds, Tzaveis Banai, just as you asked me, Matzaveinu Abonai, to take care of my children, to make sure that they're not left without a leader to care for them, Tzaveis Banai Alai. You should also tell my children, namely Klai Sol, to, you know, their concern for me. And Rashi says the Moshel is like the princess that was about to die before she left this world. She commanded her husband, you know, with instructions to take care and care for her children. So, again, maybe what was concerning the Sifri is the question that we were dealing with, that I mentioned. Why is it that the korbanos, the musafim, are here in Parshas Pinchas? So maybe the connection is this, because in this parsha, the parsha begins with the halacha, the nachla and the yerusha. In the beginning of the parsha, it speaks about the appointment of Pinchas to be a kohen, and then it speaks about nachla sa'aretz. And then it speaks about the laws of Nachl and Yerusha, of inheritance for the individual. And then Moshe Rabbeinu says, Yifkod Hashem Elokei Avuchos L'chol Baso Ish Al Ha'eda, that you should appoint somebody to lead the people. And that's also, this is a law of Yerusha, of inheritance, of position. Because ultimately, as Yehoshua was the heir to be of Moshe, to be the leader of the Jewish people. And since all the laws of Yerusha, Nachlan Yerusha and Yerusha Sa'aris are mentioned here, so the Torah adds also the halacha of Korbanos, because the main purpose in terms of the ultimate Kedusha in the Nachlan Sa'aris is to build the Beis HaMikdash, the place of HaKavos HaKavos, Korbanos. As it says in Parshas Re'eh, Ki lo basim ad ata el ha-mnucha vel ha-nachla, Hashem Hashem Elokecha nosin lecha. The ultimate nucha and nachla is Beis HaBchira, is the Beis HaMikdash. And Chazal interpret, el ha-mnucha is as Shiloh, v'nachla zu Yushalayim. And to allude to that's the ultimate goal in terms of Nachla Sa'aretz, is the building of the Beis HaBchira. So the Inyonim of Korbanos and the Musafim, the Tmidim and Musafim, are mentioned in this parasha. There may be another reason as well, because we know that Yerusha Sa'aretz is Kayim in the Schus of the Korbanos. As the Gemara says in Tainus and Daf Chav Zayin, when Avram Avinu asks Hashem, "Bema edek yirashena?" How, in other words, how do I know that the ultimate inheritance of the land will be fulfilled and stay intact? So Kodesh Baruch Hu answers him, "Kholi egle meshuleshes," and so on. And Chazal say that he was saying that it's b'schus hakabonis. As Rashi the, mentions it in Bereshis, say Bereshis. So, and that's why maybe the kabonis are mentioned, the kabonit tzibur of the Tmin Musafim, because it's in their merit and their schus, it will be, is the Rushas Oretz Kayim.